Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Day two of having my boozy tea, and I feel 100% sober this morning.
Are you sure?
I felt...
Because yesterday you started off very questionable.
Yesterday was Merlot Blueberry. Today is Mojito Marmalade.
Why booze-flavored tea?
It was a gift.
It was an
Easter basket gift.
I'm just surprised somebody thought of doing that. Tea seems such like the opposite direction, you know?
True.
Like, well, let's...
But everything else has been infused, right? Let's also attack... I think it's flavoring. I do not think there's any alcohol. But we got single servings, so I don't know what the packaging looks like. But there's no warning on it.
I
actually left you the package this morning.
I like the tea bag itself.
It's really cool. It's in the shape of a really tall pyramid, and then it has... Instead of the string, like you would have in your regular cup of tea, it looks like a little tea leaf coming out of the top.
It's adorable. It looks like it's a plant, like you planted it in your cup of tea and it's growing. It's so cute.
But I'll tell you, today's just tastes like tea.
Tea.
Yeah, there's a little citrus to it. Because of the mojito. But yesterday I was like, hey, this
is Merlot.
Is this tea rocking me or I'm rocking this tea?
You brewed your own hooch.
Today, like... tea.
Yeah, it's definitely tea.
Uh-huh.
Okay, good. So we don't have to question anything today.
I didn't want you questioning yesterday. It was legit.
It's totally legit. I'm sorry. Did you hear you yesterday?
Yes, it was quite fun. It's quite entertaining to start the show.
So loose. So very, very loose.
Coming in on Monday. Couple sheets into the wind.
I'm having one of those days where it's like anything that can go wrong does go wrong.
When
like,
did this start? Yeah, you had a train, you spilled coffee on yourself.
Coffee down my pants.
You forgot
and
how to tuck
shirt.
Half your shirt in.
Only half my shirt is tucked. I'm a mess.
That's a trend, right?
Yeah.
I still haven't quite caught on to it.
Yeah, you're good.
Okay. When did it start? Last night or this morning?
Last night. But today, I thought, you know, you wake up, it's a reset.
Should
but
be.
I also had like, kid woke me up. I heard something. I just heard something. It was nothing. I don't know. Like, one of those days.
Do you have to investigate those?
Yeah.
Do you like get out of bed and...
She's like, either something hit my window or something fell in my room. I was like, well, given the state of your room currently, I'm going to guess something in your room.
Can you get back to sleep right after that, though? I'm very good at that.
Pretty good. Okay.
My world is now taking Kingston out anywhere between 1 and 3 in the morning. Every morning.
So you feel me? Every morning.
Oh, I get it. Yeah.
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 You get in a routine and
yes.
Then it's like, and back to bed. And
then there's a diaper involved. Oh, yeah. It's fun.
Fun times.
Are you currently covering up a stain? Because you have a white shirt on and then a button down.
I don't think so.
So you've had some dribbles, but nothing has affected your attire.
I don't know.
That's good.
I'd have to really investigate here. I think I'm okay.
You know we're doing broad shots later.
I do.
And one of them is blood red.
Thanks to you, we're also, I had just planned on doing a mustardy, sauerkrauty brat shot, and you have asked for a tomato, weepy, sweet onion.
That's me.
Shot.
Which, these both have a little bit of vodka in them. So you basically.
A lot of bit of
a lot of it. Nice, yes.
Most of my vodka's gone.
You're getting crap for my mojito tea?
Mine is for broad shot.
Mine's for my voice.
Why would you give me a hard time for drinking tea?
Boozy tea.
Booze-filled tea.
I'm a little worried that what looks like a Bloody Mary mix, what you made,
yeah.
I don't get that on you.
I have a feeling it's going to be on me later.
I hope not.
I've worn
coffee. Just the way the day's going.
Yeah, yeah. It started to rain after the train set me back, like...
And all of isn't that a lot of times self-fulfilling? You just get in your own way. Your brain's like, God, don't trip. And then you trip.
And now I'm starting to make a list of all the things that are going
to go wrong.
And it's like, well, then if you are following this list, something else is going to happen.
You put it out there in the universe, right?
Yep.
That's what's not good.
Got to shake it off, man.
Do whatever you can.
Shake it off like a wet dog.
I hear you call her.
Just a necklace. And, an interview with two sisters in Australia is going viral. These two twins speaking at the same time. They were witnesses to an accident. Something very serious. A guy in a Porsche caused a crash. And then pulled a gun, shot a guy in an arm, stole an SUV, then got in another wreck before the cops finally arrest him.
There were witnesses to this?
And they saw it all happen. Like, it just bad stuff kept happening. Two sisters, they're in their 50s. They are twins, Bridgette and Paula Powers. Their mom even tried to intervene and help the guy. How old is their mom? Not knowing that he was the guy that caused it. So when the news shows up, they want to interview somebody who is an eyewitness.
Yeah. Bridgette, that's typical.
And Paula volunteered to speak to the media. And I don't think the interviewer knew that they were going to be saying what they saw at the exact same time.
Which is the lead parrot? Bridgette?
I don't,
Paula?
I'm not sure. I think it's Bridgette or Bridgette.
And you would think twins like that, their name should be like Bridgette and Fridgette.
Yes.
Right? Like, they should have identical names.
Bridgette and Fridgette.
Yeah.
Until I hear it, yeah.
That Bridgette and Paula?
That's Paula.
That's not... No, they are identical.
Mom did her best to give you separate identities, and you still were like, we're going to speak in unison?
Oh, my God.
And as the interviewer, are you like, hey, can you stop? Like,
just one of you is all we need.
Just one. Just one speaking at a time.
And then they both looked at them, and they both said, just one of us is,
is
all you need. Yeah.
I feel like that was a Saturday Night Live sketch.
It was.
Speaking in unison.
Armistead and Kristen Wiig used to do it on Weekend Update.
Yeah. Apparently, this isn't their first interview. They've done this like all their lives. They've talked about how like they just naturally speak in unison.
Nobody naturally speaks in unison.
Has anybody told you to knock it off? Because I will then be the first to say, knock it off. Stop it.
And I will be the second, but we'll say it at the exact same time.
Knock it off!
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
Well, I told you, I'm having a bit of a day. Mm-hmm. And I think it did start last night. Yesterday was just a beautiful day, was it not? Just the sound of lawnmowers.
That's right. Oh, no, I'm like, what it? Okay, yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes, lawnmowers.
It was just like all evening. It was just the sound of lawnmowers and people being outside. And so usually I had a daycare day for my little guy Rex, my big little guy Rex, big yellow lab. And he gets a lot of energy. But once he has a daycare day, usually it's like he gets home, he sits on the couch.
It wears him out.
It does.
I love bringing our dogs back from the kennel.
It's so great. And like he's like my little lap dog all of a sudden, which only need half of him on my lap because he's enormous.
I'm exhausted. Flop.
But.
And your leg's like, ow.
He heard the neighboring dog and then had to investigate. So, you know, needed to say hi. Who is a greyhound and is fast.
I bet.
And they like to run their little races up and down the fence line. However, it had rained over the weekend, and there was a ton of rain that had gone through right in between our houses. And so right where they're running laps is a complete and total mess.
Mud pit?
Mud pit.
Oh, no.
So Rex's paws, the underside of his belly, he is a muddy, muddy mess. And he wants to come back into my house. And I'm like, help, help. Had to clean up the dog. He was a...
Did you go just towel treatment or did you spray him down?
I didn't have a hose. If the hose had been sitting outside, but like nothing's hooked up right now.
That's the problem I'm in.
Yeah.
I stepped in a landmine yesterday.
Blah.
And it is, those shoes are currently sitting in the garage. Because I went to, like, none of my hoses are hooked up right now.
I don't have anything to clean things off with.
And while I feel like we're clear of the freezing temperature, that's a process to rehook up the hoses.
I'm not ready to do that yet. So I just, we got a towel. We got, like, a bucket of water. And we just kind of got to work.
For $5, does the money go to your PTA?
I wish I got paid $5 to do that. Because it was a job.
Dog wash.
Let me tell you, the undercoat.
Oh, well, and I have a feeling the next 5 days, it's going to be a lot of that.
Exactly.
If we just get this kind of consistent light, it's always just a little wet outside. Yeah, dog owners, yay.
Muddy paws.
It's kind of like right, when is that? Usually February when stuff starts to melt.
Uh-huh, a little bit of
thaw. And you're just cleaning it and cleaning it.
Yeah.
So I have to admit, you mentioned how nice yesterday was.
Yeah.
And I paused because I kind of forgot because two things happened. One, I had a late lunch, and then as I often do, I watch TV, and the next thing I know, I have fallen asleep.
Yes.
I call it lunch nap. And I wake up, and Shannon has started watching a program. And the next thing I know, 3+ hours have gone by because I fell back in love with the Gilmore Girls. She watched the 4 ending episodes that Netflix ran. So I never saw them.
You never did?
So I'm locked in. I have watched Winter. I have watched Spring. I have watched Summer. And Saturday morning, I will watch Fall.
Oh my gosh.
Because I had to go to bed.
Right.
We just got locked in.
It's and
it
so
was
good.
It was so good. It just felt... The writing on that show alone is fantastic. The relationship serves as a metaphor for so many situations you're in real life at any time. I forgot how much I love the show.
I know. My daughter and I were just talking about Gilmore Girls, and we're like, we need to start watching that again. We were trying to go through. She's trying to watch from the beginning.
Yes.
And get up to where you're at.
And they did such a good job of just weaving in characters, plot points, the running gag that famous chefs couldn't cook the dragonfly. She kept firing them.
Yep.
Which kind of is akin to her mom always firing the maid. The fact that now a maid and her family have moved into the Gilmore man. It's just fantastic on every level.
It's so
good. And I can't wait to see how they wrap it all up. Because the 3rd episode, everything went wrong all at once, right?
Yep.
In the town musical.
You're going to love it.
You're
going to love it.
I'm really looking forward to it. I forgot. Remind me, what network aired the Gilmore Girls? Was it the CW?
It was the CW.
So the CW at one point had good programming.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Okay. That's what I thought.
Some top-notch
it was
fine
that
programming.
Was some of the good stuff.
Good.
That Sounds was like
good.
The top-shelf bourbon, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's good. No, I fell back in love with Rory and Lorelai.
Ah, old friends.
Yes.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
I got to tell you about a firenado that was caught on film in Iowa on last Thursday.
This is terrifying.
Not only did Iowa see tornadoes in Fremont and Page counties last Thursday night, there was also a firenado. It's actually, the technical description is a fire whirl. It's caused when a lightning strike hit a farm field in Silex, Iowa, right near the Iowa-Nebraska border.
Okay.
So much like a controlled burn, they had people in the area once the fire started, because there was already winds kind of coming in before the storm was coming. And the phenomenon happened, so they brought in a drone. And in the actual footage, you see the drone hovering over the field. It goes through this big plume of smoke. And on the ground, as if the tornado is coming from the ground up, you see a swirling vortex of fire.
Oh, my gosh.
It's maybe 2 feet off the ground. It's a fire whirl. It's a spinning column of air and flames, and it's just hot air kind of creates its own ecosystem. And the wind within, and it was also windy outside, causes it to whip around. You've probably seen like a little dust tornado.
Yeah.
Same concept.
Huh.
But just this one has a lot of heat and kind of self-perpetuates itself. So there is video. If you just want to look up Firenado, Iowa, there's a lot of footage floating around right now. This thing happened last Thursday. Everything was contained. Once they knew where it was, they were able to kind of keep track of it. And the rain came in and took care of the actual fire
part. So, I'm sorry. Was it a controlled burn that got it?
So, here's what's confusing.
Or?
It looks like a controlled burn, but every bit of research I did on this, it claims it was caused by a lightning strike.
Hmm.
So, a lightning strike caught a dry field on fire, but it looked controlled enough. Or at least there were people that were close by that could get it contained. But at some point, video was taken, and you see an actual fire whirl, or what I'm calling a firenado.
Wow.
Which is pretty darn cool. More information being released regarding that new hotel coming to Kingston Yard District. The AC by Marriott will be the first hotel built in downtown Cedar Rapids since 1979. The original Five Seasons Hotel, which is now the DoubleTree, was built in 79. Then it was turned into the Crown Plaza.
Yep.
Then there was the flood, then the reconstruction, that whole area. And then it was rebranded and the city took it over as the DoubleTree. We have not had a new hotel since 1979 in downtown Cedar Rapids.
That's been something that the downtown scape has needed.
And considering prior to that, it was the Roosevelt.
Yeah.
That was it. And they, the thing I hear more often than not is we would get more conferences and conventions if we had more hotel space. And here we are finally getting one. It's going to be across the river, but that's an easy, easy walk. 123 guest rooms and suites, lobby bar, 2,300 square feet of meeting space. So we'll have convention space, outdoor fire pit area, and it opens into the yard. So where you have that main stage, so you've got Pickle Palace and you've got Big Grove. You've got a stage kind of behind them in the middle. On one side, now you've got a couple bars. You've got a pizza place. You've got a cookie place. I think there's a salon on that side. Mm-hmm. The other side's going to have some parking. And then this hotel, which will also open up into that courtyard.
Beautiful.
Which is a great design.
Yeah.
That's very cool. So that groundbreaking, by the way, is coming up on Thursday at 4 o'clock. What's got us feeling all right today? Let me tell you all about that, if you would like to hear that. The newest Drake University Beautiful Bulldog has been crowned. The Bulldog Pageant kicks off the Drake Relays. It was yesterday. 30 Bulldogs from across the state. They actually had one from Virginia that got into the competition this year. Competed for the title of 2025 Beautiful Bulldog. Your winner is Milo from North Liberty.
Yay.
80 pounds of Bulldog.
Oh, my goodness.
Solid Milo.
It's a big guy.
Owned by Kayla Armstrong and Cole Henry. They claim it's all muscle, as any good parent would.
Absolutely.
But he does love his treats and smiles all the time. First runner-up was Kevin from Des Moines. Kevin the Bulldog.
Aww.
Chloe from Waukee was your second runner-up. But Milo, all 80 pounds of Bulldog.
I would love to be a judge for that.
It would be so fun.
The Bulldog competition?
For sure. Congratulations to Kayla and Cole from North Liberty and your pup Milo, your 2025 Beautiful Bulldog in the Drake Beautiful Bulldog Contest.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze. With Claire.
Kanye released a new song with a video called Cousins yesterday about the incestuous relationship that he had with his male cousin when they were children. He explained in the caption for the video that they found some of his mother's dirty magazines and would look at them together, and that's when the relationship started.
If I gave you $20 right now, will you never say Kanye ever again?
Yes. I will take it. I will take it.
At this point, I'm not just shocked, right? I'm not surprised. And I also don't know what is his gain.
I don't know.
And who's buying this and supporting it?
Just keep, like, is this a personal diary? Is this real? Is this fake?
Everything sounds like a cry for help. That's for sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I didn't want to look at the video. It has a lot of imagery and
don't.
Yeah.
I'll give you another $20.
Okay.
I'm trying to save you 120 at a time.
I'm not looking.
By the way, I only have $40.
Okay.
So I can only save you
money, please. You have to pay up front.
Deal.
Akon, the rapper, has announced that he is going to be the next artist to cross over into country.
This Akon.
I don't know how that's going to sound, but he's redoing his catalog. So he'll take songs like Smack That.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Because the version we play has Eminem on it, too. So is he going to find another, like, a country artist?
Yes. He said he found some major country stars to collaborate with, and they're going to be playing more of a guest role in his music, but the project's been in motion for the last 5 years. And starting next month, you're going to start seeing releases of his new country fried music.
Did Nelly start this with Florida Georgia Line? Or has it been going on longer than we realized?
I don't know.
Just a little quieter.
Because he's been doing it for the past 5 years.
Yeah.
Was that 5 years ago?
I think Cruise was longer than 5 years ago, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't know. Inspiration. And now it's like it's really hot, so go for it.
I don't know. I mean, I'd have to look it up, but you know this, and it's not unusual. We're playing a Pitbull Bon Jovi. Like, the idea of collaboration's not surprising.
True.
It's just the number of artists, specifically from the R&B and rap side,
but at what
that
point
are going country.
Does it not become a surprise anymore that, like, I'm doing this? Like, everybody is.
That's true.
Everybody's.
You're just, now it's a trend.
I know.
Right.
Like, I got it. Everybody got it. Okay, we all heard news yesterday that Pope Francis passed away, but what I did not know was his job prior to Pope.
So he is from Argentina.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Buenos
He's
Aires.
The first non-European Pope in like 1300 years.
Yeah.
So did he work at a McDonald's?
That'd be awesome. No, he was a bouncer at a nightclub.
Get out of here.
I am not kidding. He was a bouncer at a nightclub in Buenos Aires, Argentina. Surprise, surprise. He also once owned a Harley.
This is great.
I don't know if he was like actively riding it or not. He was gifted the Harley by the Harley Davidson people in 2013. And then he auctioned it off and gave the money to charity because that was the popely thing to do.
I think if he was ever on a Harley, we would have seen photographic evidence of that.
Yeah, in leather, you know, like.
All I saw from yesterday's crawls on the news, it was like he lived a normal life in Argentina and then had a profound experience in a confession box.
Yeah.
And that changed the course of his life.
So maybe as a bouncer.
Do you think the morning after he kicks somebody out of the club, he's like, I don't know if this is my path.
I don't think I like bouncing.
I don't like letting in the hot girls and telling the other ones to stay back.
We have enough dudes right now.
I had to beat this guy up.
This just feels wrong.
Yeah, this is not my calling. Father, what should I do?
A different path.
That's what happened until someone says differently.
Huh. Until I hear it, that's exactly how it went
down.
This
is the plot for Conclave 2.
Yes, yes. I love it.
Bouncer turned Pope.
So surprising. Or it's either Conclave 2 or Roadhouse 2. I don't know.
Oh, this is a good take on Roadhouse.
I don't know. That's what we like to call.
Z's Sleaze.
Typically, we sing food, glorious food.
Typically.
But today, we're singing this. Everybody!
Woo!
It's something called brat shots. And in a typical Bonehead Hansen move, somebody sent this to me. I didn't even look at it.
You didn't watch the video?
No, I looked at the name of it. And I'm like, let's do this. And I sent it to you. And you're like, oh, I was thinking the same thing. So I thought I was onto something.
I saw the video. And then when you sent it to me, I was like, confirmation. Yes, universe. Absolutely. Let's do this.
What I failed to look at was exactly what was in the shot.
Oh.
And as you were explaining it to me,
I studied this thing.
We are using the typical ingredients of a brat, which include mustard and sauerkraut.
Yeah, this was kind of a Wisconsin brat shot.
Sure.
So yeah, you want to do the mustard and the sauerkraut on your brat. So she infused vodka with a little bit of like stone ground mustard.
Uh-huh.
You let that sit overnight and then you strain out all of the mustard seed and the mustard meh.
So this was at your house infusing all night long.
Yep.
With just mustard and vodka.
Mustard and vodka and that's it.
But yet then you gave Ben that little jar of green, which is the sauerkraut. What was that this morning?
Well, it says then you're supposed to take a tablespoon of sauerkraut juice and put that into your shot. Each shot gets one tablespoon of sauerkraut.
Each shot gets a tablespoon? I thought it was going in the jar. Oh, God.
Yeah, so you'll get a little taste of sauerkraut and a little bit of mustard.
These are not my top condiments for brats, by the way. I don't put either of these on. No.
Oh, these are like my solid faves. And then you chase the whole shot with a taste of brat, which is garnishing the rim of the shot glass.
Does it concern you
yes.
that it was roughly 2 to 3 weeks ago that I got ill in this building and I haven't been ill since the Obama administration? So I just hope my gut health can handle this. Usually I have an iron stomach.
Well, sauerkraut, good for your stomach.
It is supposed to be good for your stomach, yeah. Yes. And this is just, you know, you distilled mustard. So when I saw the jar show up today, I wasn't too worried. I'm doing my best not to smell when I talk right now.
Yeah, I know. It looks like we're about to drink some Chardonnay, but it
looks very light.
It does not smell like Chardonnay at all.
Okay, are you doing the full shot?
No.
You're just going to sip it?
I'm not a shot taker. Like, I'm not good at it.
You were in college?
Yeah, but not.
You look like a, I don't know.
Tell me what I look like. No, go finish that thought. What do I look like to you?
Like you ordered like a red-headed, I don't even want to say
no.
The word. It's defaming of you.
No.
Or like Girl Scout cookie.
Kamikaze? Yes. Washington apples.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
You weren't a Jaeger queen, were you?
No.
No?
No. Okay. No. Something delicious and sweet.
I'm going to take a Kleenex because I want these ready to go in my mouth right away.
Okay.
So I'm going to take off the brats and just set them down close to me.
So I'm immediately going to chase.
Or, you know, I'm just going to hold it. Yeah. That's a good idea.
You're right. Yeah. I'm going to hold these in my hand. We're going to take the shot, and we're going to immediately chase it with brat.
Okay, we are shooting this.
I'm so scared.
It's partially my fault. It's mostly your fault.
It's a lot my fault.
All right, are you ready?
I own my hand in this.
Are you ready?
No,
cheers.
I'm not ready. Cheers.
1, 2, 3.
Bye.
Oh, God.
Oh!
It burns.
It's looking.
It burns. That's so disgusting.
I got most of it down. Oh, I got lingering shot on my beard.
Okay, I don't know why I was surprised. It's very alcoholy.
That actually helps, but it burns. Oh, does it burn?
I didn't get any mustard in that, did you?
All I got was the top flavor, which is sauerkraut, which is a flavor I do not enjoy.
I like the brats, though.
I'm going to try this little bit left.
Oh, you didn't take both brats?
No, because I got just... You don't have to.
Okay, I'll do it.
You sure?
Yeah.
Man, that was an active gag reflex, though. Here we go.
Now I know what to expect.
That helps.
Let's see if next time, maybe it'll be better.
Here's round two of mustard and sour cream. Shot. Sauerkraut.
Oh!
Man.
You know?
What?
It's kind of almost like, you know, gin has that kind of like...
There's a little burn. That juniper flavor?
That juniper thing?
Yeah.
It's kind of like that. But mustard.
I don't ever want to do that again. Can I also say these are horrible shot glasses?
Really?
It doesn't work well for getting it. Like, we need the long tube ones.
Oh.
Because that will just get down the gullet, right?
Because there's no choice. These are sipping shot glasses.
These are sipping shot glasses. This is like we're having a little whiskey at the end of the meal or
it's
some brandy.
Too fancy.
It's a little too fancy for shot glass.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I don't think I'm going to finish it, but thank you so much to the inventor of the brat shot.
Okay. That was round one of brat shots.
Everybody! And if round one was my fault, round two is entirely your fault.
I'm looking forward to round two.
Are you?
Yes, as a guy who hated all things tomato, I eventually came around to Bloody Marys. And I believe this is your moment, Claire, where you are going to fall in love. Because this is basically what you've made. You've distilled ketchup. You've added some onion powder and you've added vodka. That's basically a Bloody Mary.
I've never had a Bloody Mary because I don't like tomatoes and I don't think I'm going to like this.
But you do like tomato soup.
I do.
It's the same concept. It's going to blow your mind.
Except
I promise
it's a shot.
You. I promise you.
Oh,
at least
I don't know.
I'm talking myself into it. I survived the one I didn't want to do.
You survived.
I survived distilled ground stone mustard with a tablespoon of sauerkraut.
Based on the smell, it was a full tablespoon.
Shot one done. Shot two coming up next on the Morning Scramble.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes.
B102.9.
Did we just discover a new ballpark tradition for the Cedar Rapids Colonels?
Hey, I don't know. It's got potential.
Brat shots.
Belly up to the bar and have yourself a brat shot.
So you said this comes from somebody in Wisconsin.
Yes.
Invented in Wisconsin, home of Johnsonville.
Yep.
We just did a shot of distilled ground stone mustard.
Mustard.
With a float of sauerkraut juice on top mixed together with some vodka.
Yes.
And then we chased it with two little cubes or discs of brat.
Mm-hmm.
That was shot number one. And now it's time for shot number two. I think the vodka's kicking in.
Everybody!
And this is an invention of your...
Yeah, this was invented on the northeast side of Cedar Rapids. I asked for distilled ketchup, and I wanted you to actually make some onions and then just take the onion juice.
Oh.
Like some sweet, and then what you did instead was put in onion powder.
I put in onion powder.
Yeah.
Yeah, tomato juice with vodka. 2 parts tomato juice, 1 part vodka. And then a generous heaping of onion powder.
Yeah, we witnessed you do that right before you handed it off to bartender Ben. I was thinking a pinch.
Oh,
like you
were
know,
you?
To taste.
Yeah, but you said you wanted those weepy onions to
I
cut
did.
Through.
And it wasn't, you wouldn't even dash it.
Nope.
You dumped it.
Yep.
This is a shot glass full of all of what you made at home last night, and then you just make onion powder rain on top of it.
I did.
Is it onion powder or onion salt?
Onion powder.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank goodness it's
I
not
think
salty.
This is going to go down better.
You think?
I'll start by saying I did not like Bloody Marys forever.
Okay.
And then I tried one day, 5-10 years ago, and I love them now. So I think you're going to like this.
I have never had a Bloody Mary. I don't like the smell of this. I'm not excited. I am not here for it.
Okay, we are ready to do brat shot number 2. Dancing Eric Hansen's requested menu, the tomato version.
Cheers.
To your health.
Oh, Lord.
No problem.
That's good. Tastes like tomato soup. Now, what is that face?
I don't like.
Bottle this and sell it. We can make millions.
No.
This is fantastic.
This is not for me. I don't want to. No.
It's a little oniony. It's just a little oniony.
Yeah, it's a little oniony. I think it's too thick. Maybe. I don't know.
Well, tomato juice is a, because did you distill this one or is it just tomato juice?
No, I could have strained this and get some of the tomato junk out. I don't know.
Can I have the rest of the jar?
Yeah, you can have this.
I like this.
This is all yours.
This might be a tailgate find for future tailgates.
Well, somebody's happy. Is it
your hatred of tomato juice that's not letting... I thought you would like that.
I'm not a tomato-y fan. No, you know what? Maybe I need a grilled cheese chunk to soak it up. I don't know.
It doesn't rhyme well. Brat shot sounds cool.
Brat shot sounds amazing.
Grilled cheese shots? Well, actually, that sounds pretty good,
Hey, get on board,
man. You know
man.
What? That might be a future taste of Tuesday.
Grilled cheese shots!
Is it here yet? Is it on yet? Is it here yet?
Since kids don't come with instructions, we're here to help. It's Momtroversy on Z102.9.
You know, I think I always got around the whole bring a friend on vacation thing because my family would take a trip with our cousins. And we were so close in age that it worked out that everybody had a friend.
I don't recall ever bringing a grade school junior high friend on vacation. There was a time where right after I graduated high school, my parents had a foreign exchange student.
Oh.
And we did a Disney trip with him.
Fun.
His name was Krinsok. He was from Thailand or Vietnam. All I remember is since I was in college, I turned into the chaperone, right, which was fine. I'm a Disney fan, right? I'll show him around. But he didn't understand the concept of a parade. So he always wanted to walk out in the middle of the parade and take a picture of the float.
No.
He's like, Donald Duck, take picture. I'm like, Krinsok, no, you have to stand on the sideline. I assume, especially for a foreign exchange student, you know there are certain costs associated. And I don't remember my parents ever saying like, well, we had a phone call with his parents today and they're going to wire us money.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was a guest of our house and we covered the cost. But that's a legit, as we get into summertime vacations, if you're bringing a friend to an amusement park, on a week's vacation, a water park trip to the Dells.
It could be a huge expense.
Are you, as the family, covering every single cost for your child's friend to tag along?
Right.
Are you the bank, is the question.
Yeah. Are you paying for every meal? Do you ask them to, like, we'll cover the cost of the hotel if they can cover their own meal. Do you break it up? Are there some, like, rules of the road? Have you invited a child's friend and you've gone through this?
We just went to Illinois with a group of 6 people.
Yeah.
And now with Venmo and apps, sharing the bill is so easy.
So easy.
But okay, so let's pretend you have your daughter Audrey just turned 13.
Yeah.
And she brings a 13-year-old along and you guys go to the Dells. And you're sitting down to eat. And then you pull out your credit card, you're going to pay. And then you look at Audrey's friend and say, you need to hand me $14 right now.
You owe me, looks like you had the steak. Oh, $50.
Also, Audrey's friend, great taste. But like, oh, you had 4 fancy lemonades and they were $6 a piece?
Yeah.
This is a hard question.
This is a little bit tricky. It gets a little dicey, especially with prices.
Yes.
Rising. Does that change the whole bring a friend on vacation with you?
Because that's an awkward conversation with the friend's parents, is it not?
Super awkward.
It's probably easier pre-trip versus post-trip.
Yeah.
Could you imagine you get back and you just kept a running tab and then you call up her
and
friend's mom?
And you handed
mom
the friend a bill
and
at
here's
the
a
end.
Bill. You here's owe
what,
us.
Here's what they spent. Here you go.
Make sure your mom and dad get this. Here's our Venmo.
Oh, see, that's something I don't want to see. But I imagine also if it was reversed, if I was sending my kids on vacation with another family, I would automatically feel like obligated to help pay for certain things.
To what level, though? Is it just like a per diem? Like, this is going to cover your food. If you go to the souvenir stand, you've got $100, right?
Hey, I sent her with some cash, so she should, but I'd also need them to kind of help out. And nowadays, she's got her own card.
I didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
Is she popping out of the minivan buying the first tank of gas?
I definitely don't think there's that much on it, but... But I could fill
Guys,
it.
Guys, I've got the breakfast pizza. I'm your guest.
I could fill it and I could watch what she's spending and
That's
where she's spending her money. You could also kind of do it that way where you're kind of throttling up or down, depending.
Okay, if you're inviting a friend of your child on vacation, how is that conversation going with the kid, with the parents? Or if your kid has been invited, how did you handle that with the other family?
Is
That's
this
our question.
Something that you faced? Is this an experience that you and your child have had? If you invite a friend on family vacation, how do you divvy up the bill? That's our question for Momtiversity this week.
Phone lines are open right now at 200-1029.
Helping raise your kids the scramble way.
This week's Momtiversity on Z102.9.
Which wouldn't $5,000 be great if you're doing something like a vacation and taking the whole family and maybe you tell the kids, hey, bring a friend.
Now at $5,000 in my pocket, the words my treat or our treat probably comes up.
Sure. But if you didn't have that $5,000 and your kids were still like, please, can I bring a friend on vacation? I mean, then we might need to talk about, okay, but how is that friend paying? And how are you having that conversation with the friend's family?
What if most, I'm guessing at the level, we're talking about the Dells, maybe a couple days in Des Moines, Altoona for Adventureland.
Sure.
That's a planned out experience. What if it's a Saturday morning and you wake up and for some reason, somebody has one extra ticket to Adventureland. So it's an up and back.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, you know what? You can bring a friend today.
Bring a friend.
So your daughter calls. A friend hops into your family vehicle. It is your gas. All the kid knows is I'm going to Adventureland and the other set of parents say, go.
Yeah.
No conversation of money has happened yet. Do you then drop the kid off and say, she was great, very well behaved, they had a great time. By the way,
money.
You owe us $150.
She ain't like a horse.
My God. Is this a growth spurt?
No, but I mean, that stuff starts adding up. Like, oh, I want an icy. Oh, we got hot, so we need to get ice cream cones and also...
You did the fun photo where thing. Everybody looks like they're a black and white cowboy.
Get, the cartoon. And,
yes.
Yeah, the saloon characters.
Or a caricature.
Yep.
That stuff adds up. Do you bill the other fan? Like, if you didn't talk about it on the front end, what do you do?
That would be bad if you didn't have the conversation ahead of time.
Yes, that is our conversation now for Momtiversity. If you invite a friend on vacation, how do you divvy up the bill?
I am.
All right.
And I would say if I am the invited, I would call the other parents and ask them how much money my child would need.
So Claire's daughter has invited a friend, and the next step is the friend's mom and dad get a hold of Claire, and we kind of plan it out on the front
how
end.
How much would you budget for my child to go on this trip with you?
Yeah, how much money should I send with her friend?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you think it's fair, though, if the invitee takes on maybe a cost here or there for like a snack or maybe one of the meals? Because they're typically, I mean, they're technically hosting the other
That's
kid.
Right.
Or does everything need to be split fairly?
I just think that, in my opinion, it's always been that I send money with my kids or my grandkids to take care of themselves.
Okay, so you're not expecting that family to pay for anything for them?
I'm not expecting them to pay for everything, no.
I'm going to take the word vacation out of this conversation
okay,
for a second. I vividly remember my first or second grade, I turned 7, and the circus was in town. So we went to Happy Joe's for a traditional Iowa birthday.
Yeah.
And then we went to the circus.
Going to the circus.
And I think I got to bring 8 friends.
8 friends?
Yeah. Was I unpopular or popular?
Very popular.
8 friends. Well, it's free pizza and then it's like the circus.
Yeah, that was the birthday party.
The party, right? We're going to cover the pizza.
Yeah.
We're going to cover the Happy Joe's ice cream.
Yeah.
And to this day, I do not remember who covered the ticket for the kid to go to the circus. Was that on us because we invited them and that part of the party?
Or did each kid like, okay, welcome to Eric's birthday party and also you owe me $20.
Yes. I don't know.
I don't know how much the circus was. Yeah.
We've got, TCR is doing Frozen, the musical, this December.
Uh-huh.
Imagine inviting a few of your friends at whatever age you are, and you're going to take them all out to the theater. How is that getting divvied up? Because you've got the show. There's usually a snack. Usually those shows have merchandise. Do you have, because so far we're talking about vacation, and vacation's easy to plan.
Right.
This seems a little like what I'm presenting is a little more
spontaneous. Decide to go.
Yes.
Yeah. I think that it depends on, I don't know how spontaneous you can be and say, and a friend can come, right? Because you have to know ahead of time what is expected. We're having this conversation in studio. Yeah. We're also having the conversation on the Z102.9 Facebook page. Heidi brings up an excellent point. She said, I'm a single parent. So it is much better if we go on vacation and we invite a friend for my child.
Oh, sure.
Gives the child something fun to do, and it provides her with some downtime. So she sees it as like, well, we're all having additional enjoyment thanks to you just being involved. So I don't expect them to pay for everything.
She's basically buying time for herself.
You have given me the gift of free time. Thank you.
I find this interesting because listener Jordan says, if we're inviting, we're paying. We're not expecting any payment,
yeah,
but we know that when the invitation is extended. So there's a lot of different ways to look at this, whether it's a vacation, whether it's a spontaneous birthday party, whether it's ice cream and pizza and the circus. Do you need to, because paying back though now is so easy digitally.
That's right. I think that being in a different era too, and having that just be a quick little, send me a couple bucks.
Instead of collecting checks from people or cash, now it's like just Venmo me.
So
right?
How is that conversation happening? How do you approach that as a parent? If you invite your kid's friend on your family vacation or a spontaneous, let's go see this thing, how do you divvy up the bill?
That's what we'd love to hear. Your approach, your answer. You've been through this before. This is how you do it. Phone lines remain open for Momtroversy at 200-1029.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9.
Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.